The U.S. Civil Rights Commission is about to undergo a historic change in leadership. President Bush has appointed Kansas City Attorney Gerald Reynolds to take over as chairman. Coming up, a profile of Mr. Reynolds, but first, this look at the commission's role and history from NPR's Don Gagne.
The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights was created by Congress in 1957 to study the problem of racial discrimination in the country and to make recommendations. William Taylor is a Washington attorney and was the staff director of the commission in the mid-1960s.
Remember, the little girls were killed in the Birmingham church, and Cheney, Goodman, and Schwerner were killed in Mississippi in the summer of 64. And suddenly we had this wave of American conscience which propelled the Civil Rights Act of 64 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and much of the work that the commission had done and the recommendations it made became the basis for those laws.
Taylor says the commission, made up of Democrats and Republicans, worked from the beginning in a nonpartisan manner. Its focus was on fact-finding, and it took pride in reaching consensus recommendations. He says that changed in the 1980s during the Reagan administration. Suddenly, appointments were political, and battles within the commission became commonplace. And these days, the commission meetings are marked more by confrontation than by an effort to work together.
We're supposed to be discussing the report, not your views about the integrity.
Well, okay, it seems to me relevant to this, but in any case...
That exchange was between outgoing chairperson Mary Frances Berry and her longtime opponent on the commission, Abigail Thernstrom. Berry was appointed by President Carter and has been the target of Republican displeasure since then. She left the commission in early December. Her critics called her strident and unnecessarily confrontational. With Berry's departure, the commission is dominated by conservatives, among them Cleveland attorney Peter Kersenow, appointed by President Bush in 2001. He says with the new chairman, a Republican, the focus will change.
We have to really acknowledge the fact that the commission that was created in 1957 is not the same commission that is needed for 2004-2005. It's a wholly different atmosphere in which we're operating, and we've got to evolve along with how civil rights and race relations have evolved in this country.
There are suggestions that the Civil Rights Commission is no longer needed, that other organizations now serve as effective watchdogs. Kersenow disagrees, as does longtime civil rights activist and professor at George Mason University, Roger Wilkins.
I can sympathize with that point of view, but I don't yet hold it.
Still, Wilkins says, with some despair, that he expects the current conservative commission to simply espouse solutions to problems generally put forth by conservative politicians. He does add, though, that any real debate on such issues is a good thing.
Now, I assume that what the commission will argue is right-wing, free choice, voucher programs for education, but even a raucous debate about that, which focuses on bad education for poor kids that has to be changed, I think that would be healthy for the country.
And with big issues still unresolved, things like the education achievement gap for African Americans and income disparity, both Wilkins and Kersenow agree that there's plenty of work to be done. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.